You're listening to the best of the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
It's 9:35 and we're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And we've been talking this morning with David Wheaton, who is the author of the new book, My Boy Ben. And David is a former professional tennis player and is a syndicated talk show host. And David, before the break, we were talking about just how close you and Ben became after you ended up getting them. And again, I had to ask the smart aleck question of what the heck is a dog doing laying next to you on the couch as you're reading the book? How come there wasn't a woman that was there? And was it Ben's fault?
No. Well, maybe. Who knows? That's a good question. It was during a time in my life, in my late 20s, I was single. And when I started to transition off the tennis tour in my early 30s, there was a young woman here in the Twin Cities who I had known for most of my life named Brody. And I write about this a little bit in the book. So there's a little bit of a love story in there, too. But Brody and I had dated in my last year of being on the tour, but it just didn't work out. We had known each other for so long. I think almost like the fact that we were brother and sister sort of maybe got in the way of it going on to engagement. And so we broke up, and very amicably, still good friends. And that's where I think, you know, my relationship with Ben was really strong in those years of coming off the tour. Now I was spending a lot more time at home. But Brody and I actually got back together and started dating about 5 years later. And this was at the time, after about 6 months back together with her, this is when I got the terrible diagnosis for Ben that he had terminal prostate cancer and I lost him. And the grief was so crushing. I was so depressed. It was nothing against Brody at all, but I just lost all appetite to do anything, including continuing to be in a dating relationship. And it actually broke us up for a second time. And this was within a few weeks after losing Ben, and I went on, and it was a very difficult period. But, you know, the 2 years from the time that I lost Ben, there were things that needed to change, I think, in both of our lives. And we're both come from a Christian background, and I would say that God had to work on things in our lives that needed to be changed. And 2 years later, we came back together, only this time we came back together stronger. And we came back together to be engaged and be married. Now we're married today. Mm-hmm. And I really say, and this is truthful, that my boy Ben had a lot to do with my bride Brody. Yeah. I really think that's the case, that the fact that losing Ben caused us, Brody and I, to break up. But there's something that happened over those next 2 years that brought us back together better suited to be married. And so Ben has something to do with that.
Well, and certainly you are at least principled in your emotions, understanding where you feel. And I think when you're in a relationship, that's actually a admirable trait to consider. You know, and it may not be something she wanted to consider right then, but 2 years later, her emotions probably came around to the idea.
Yes, I think very much so. And I think that there are things that needed to change in her life as well. I think it was a real point of self-examination. Just what was the most important thing in her life. I think if she were on with us today, she'd say perhaps marriage was too big of an idol in her life at the time. And I think after we broke up, after I lost Ben, she basically gave up on the dream of our getting married. Mm-hmm. And so I think when she gave up on the dream, that brought her to a good place, actually, to not hold it so tightly. And but God brought us back together 2 years later, and that's all part of the story of Ben.
And do you happen to have a dog now?
Well, you're going to have to get a little further into the book
to find that out.
A story of love, loss, and grace.
Yeah.
You know, the whole third part of the book. I do lose Ben, of course, in the story, but that's about in the middle of the book, and there's a lot of an uplifting, good news story in the latter part of the book, and part of that grace. There's a double meaning to that. Not only do I believe that God's grace was just showered on me in that very difficult time, but he also gave me a little bit of grace, and that was a new puppy. And the story of how we got our current yellow lab, Gracie, was just amazing. It was just beyond what I could orchestrate on my own. Gracie is, I don't want to give too much of the story away, but we found her just very close to where we live in Minnesota. And keep in mind, the breeder from where we got Ben was had now moved to Ohio. And this puppy, Gracie, that we got was incredibly closely related to Ben. And she was just 15 minutes away. A breeding had been done from this breeder from Ohio. Two dogs were just here in Minnesota, done the breeding, and 15 minutes away, there was Gracie. And just an amazing story, and that's part of the whole Grace aspect of the book.
Yeah, I always think, because in my profession, I'll oftentimes have to counsel people that have lost their pets, and it could be of all types. And the one thing that I always come back to, and I think you hit, you know, the point that grieving is necessary, mm-hmm. and the process of going through your emotions is necessary. But I also, you know, the uplifting thought of the new puppy is that, and too many times people say, well, I don't know if I could ever go through that again, mm-hmm. because the loss was too tremendous. And my thought on the whole situation is always, and it comes back to this, if we take and we collect all of the positiveness and all that it's given to us as a human, the positive relationship and the human-animal bond and how my life is so much better because I have this dog, Ben, and then we pile that up into a big snow pile, the size of the grief is oftentimes proportional, but we have to look at both of those and realize that of what gift that really brought to our life so that we can get over that, you know, grief pile.
That's very well said. It really goes back to it's better to have loved and lost than to have never loved at all, because the enhancement, the enrichment, the joy that a dog brings over so many years that I had with Ben, you know, when I lost him, I had to make that decision. Does the grief, and it was very painful grief, it's not to minimize it, because mm-hmm. we know how painful that is, mm-hmm. does that 3 or 4 months that I really did, or maybe even 5 or 6 months that I went through of a really, really difficult time in losing him, is that going to outweigh and loom larger than the years of joy that I had with Ben? And the answer is no, it doesn't loom larger. Those years of joy were totally worth and totally outweigh the grief. And yet, as we all know, when we lose something so precious to us, that grief is painful, and it's hard to think logically and intellectually about that, almost clinically about that, because the emotion of pain and grief is so strong that it tends to outweigh everything else. But I think what you said also about the grieving aspect of it too, it's important to grieve. Mm-hmm. That is part of the healing process, trying to gain closure right away after a painful loss, whether it's a loss of a dog or a loved one or maybe a dream or a marriage or whatever we lose in life, is we're not well served if we don't really grieve. Because I think when we grieve, it shows how much we actually loved what we lost. And I grieve so much over Ben because I loved him so much, and it was hard to lose what I loved so much.
Right. It sounds perfectly normal to me, David, because I had a dog of a lifetime that we had to put down, and my wife for 6 weeks straight cried every single night as soon as she got home. And mm-hmm. we were searching for a rescue dog. We wanted to rescue a dog so badly of the same breed. And finally, I couldn't take the crying anymore. And she and I went to a breeder and we bought a puppy. And literally that night, the tears turned to laughter. Mm-hmm. And it's incredible the way that turned things around. Now, unfortunately for that dog, he couldn't replace the dog of a lifetime because, again, you just have those special memories, but you have different memories with different animal. And again, there's different things that can be accomplished. So it's a different cycle.
It is. And it's like, I think you can equate it to someone who has children. If you have, you know, 2 or 3 children, I think any parent will say, you know, we just love them so much, but they're so different. Even though they're from the same parents, they're so different. And that's the way it has been with Ben and now with Gracie. They come from such same lines. They look so much alike, and they have so much in common, yet they're so different. And yet we have loved both of them. And I think I've just been exceedingly blessed to have follow up Ben with another incredible dog, Gracie. I mean, she's just been brought a completely different dynamic, you know, where Ben was very serious and mature and so forth. Gracie was just what we needed, and her name fits so well. She's so happy and energetic and so forth, and I think that's what we needed when we were down and we were struggling. That's one of the things we needed in our lives when we lost Ben.
Yeah, it's just amazing how they come to play that important role. Now, David, we need to take one more quick break, but after the break, we'd like to bring you back, and I'd like to ask you the question about what compelled you to write this book and just find out what it is that you would hope that everyone gets from reading the story. The name of the book is My Boy Ben, the author, David Wheaton, and we'll be back right after the break here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.
Hey, get some ideas for a show? Questions? Maybe suggestions? Just email us, mmpets@1320WILS.com, or message us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/mmpets.